Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Keval Kiran Clothing Limited Q1 FY 2027 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Before we begin, a brief disclaimer. The presentation which Keval Kiran Clothing Limited has uploaded on stock exchange and on their website, including the discussions during this call, contains or may contain certain forward-looking statements concerning Keval Kiran Clothing Limited business prospects and profitability, which are subject to several risks and uncertainties, and the actual result could materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Jain from the management. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for taking the time to join us today. Welcome to Keval Kiran Clothing Limited Q1 FY 2027 earnings call. I am joined today by Mr. Hemant Jain, Joint MD, and Marathon Capital, our investor relations advisor. We are delighted to share that KKCL has delivered another quarter of double-digit growth in Q1 FY 2027, with strong performance across all key financial parameters despite a challenging external environment. A key highlight of the quarter was a combination of robust volume growth and healthy pricing, reflecting the quality of our growth and the strength of the consumer demand for our brands. Let me take you through the key insights for the quarter. Consolidated revenue for Q1 FY 2027 stood at 279 crore, registering a healthy 19% year-on-year growth, driven by strong growth in both volume as well as value. Consolidated apparel volumes grew by encouraging 24% on a year-on-year basis, reflecting a strong consumer acceptance and validating our design capabilities and product strength across all brands. Our growth was broad-based across the portfolio, highlighting the strength of our brand architecture and our ability to cater to diverse consumer segments. Kiran continued its sustained growth journey. The brand now operates at 464 exclusive brand outlets, with further strengthening its presence across LFS and online channels. SSG growth remained flat during the quarter. Crocs delivered another strong quarter with robust growth, sales growth, and EBITDA margins in line with KKCL. The brand continues to gain attraction across MBO, exports, EBO, while our focus remains on improving the working capital cycle. Junior Killer continued to gain strong traction across MBO and LFS, validating a focused entry into kidswear. Lawman's strategic shift to a D2C-led model is gaining traction, supported by a network of 81 EBOs. Integrity has also delivered encouraging performance and supported by renewed focus and targeted brand-building initiatives. Our channel strategy continued to deliver balanced growth across formats. The retail channel grew 29% year-on-year, driven by continued expansion of our EBO network and strong contribution from the LFS channels, particularly led by Crocs. With non-retail, growth was primarily driven by e-commerce segment, which continues to scale as well. In line with our strategy of expanding our retail footprint, we have added a net four EBO during the Q1 FY 2027, taking our total network to 670 as of 30th June 2026. This balanced performance across channels reflects the success of our strategy to strengthen both our offline and online presence while reinforcing our go-to-market capabilities. Our profitability remains strong, supported by healthy revenue growth and operating leverage. EBITDA grew 29% year-on-year to 52 crore, driven by disciplined execution and operating leverage. EBITDA margins remained strong at over 19%, exceeding our guidance of 17%-18%, reflecting our efficient operational performance. Profit after tax grew 29% year-on-year to 41 crores during the quarter. The continued strong performance of Cross also validates the successful integration of the brand following its acquisition and reflects our progress in expanding the business across age groups and gender segments. Looking ahead, we remain confident of sustaining this growth momentum through the rest of FY27 and beyond, backed by a strong balance sheet, a resilient business model, and a compelling value proposition. KKCL is well positioned to capitalize on emerging opportunities. Our strategic priorities remains unchanged, driving design-led growth while strengthening all our brands, expanding our distribution network across MBO, EBO, LFS, and e-commerce, maintaining operational discipline to deliver sustainable and profitable growth. We continue to remain committed to our vision 2028. Reiterated earlier, our aspiration is to accelerate our long-term growth trajectory from 15% CGR to a 20% CGR over the next 3 years. We believe this will be driven by a combination of sustained organic growth and disciplined value-accretive acquisition under a well-defined acquisition framework. While acquisition may not materialize uniformly every year, a 3-year strategic roadmap has been designed to deliver this accelerated growth trajectory. Guided by our core principles of sustainability, stability, and scalability, we remain confident in our ability to achieve this ambition and create long-term value for all our stakeholders. With this, I would now like to open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sukrit Patil from Eyesight Fintrade. Please proceed.
Good afternoon to the team. I have two questions. My first question is Mr. Hemant Jain is, just want to understand beyond the regular outlook, what are the top 2 to 3 execution priorities you are focusing on in the next few quarters? And alongside that, what do you see as the biggest risk in consumer demand shifts, fashion cycles or competitive pressures? And how are you preparing to manage them while strengthening KKCL's position in the branded apparel? That's my first question. I'll ask my second question after this. Thank you.
KKCL is going forward looks at making it KKCL as a house of brands. So each brand is positioned in a to target a particular targeted customer. We feel that, okay, looking at our current quarter, we feel that, okay, all our strategies which we had to change in terms of some of the particular brands have got in line, and that's why, okay, each brand will be able to deliver that growth as expected.
Thank you. My second question to Mr. Pankaj Jain is, on the retail side, what are the key priorities you are driving in terms of store expansion, customer engagement and omni-channel presence? And what are the risks you see in demand volatility, distribution or competitive messaging? And how are you preparing to mitigate them? Thank you.
We have taken a balanced approach so that, okay, there is a growth sustenance across all the channels. Maybe some quarters one of the channels may get impacted, but okay, on an overall basis, most of the channels have been growing uniformly. I would say that general trade, okay, we have been able to strengthen our position in increasing the number of counters. So has been the case of LFS. Online, the contribution is still lower as compared to other channels of sales. But we are exploring the omni-channel strategy where we can still penetrate the tier 1 as well as the tier 2 cities. The EBO, the current target for our EBO would be around 50 to 70 odd stores for the current year on net basis.
Thank you and best wishes.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Doshi from Thinkwise. Please proceed.
Hi, good morning. Sorry, good afternoon, and hope I'm audible.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. So, firstly, congratulations. I think Cross has been doing increasingly well, and you know, that acquisition seems to be paying off really for us.
You.
Just a question on standalone performance. You know, if I see for the last couple of quarters, you know, that's been slightly muted compared to the overall business. So 12% growth in this quarter, even last quarter was around 8%, and we were expecting, you know, that pickup to happen with, you know, the revamp in a lot of the brands, including Integrity and Roman. So can you just give us some color what's happening there, and how do we look at standalone performance from here on?
While generally we said that overall the consolidated basis, okay, we'll be growing from 15% to 18%. That was our revenue target. I think we have, okay, crossed our targets and been able to achieve close to around 19%. You should look at, not look at on a standalone basis. However, if you do so, I think, okay, we the Lawman and Integrity, as you mentioned, we have changed our strategy, which we said in the last two quarter scenario, and it has started reaping results for us.
Okay, meaning has the entire integration completed, and or are we still midway? Because if I see the stores, you know, Lawman, we were at 90, again we've pruned some stores, so...
Okay, it was a balanced approach. As you said, we grew very fast in that channel. Okay, and we were okay trying and testing. We have got our formulas right now. I don't think so. You will find this happening in coming quarters.
Understood. Okay. And in terms of you know, the other brand pivots, you know, if we can talk a little more about each of those ambitions, as well as brand strategy, because I think we were looking to, you know, call out a specific, give out some more detail in the coming year, so that'll be very helpful. And secondly, on the office or the land investment, it's been a while now. Is there some clarity on this? You know, that'll also really help.
Sorry, Sahil. Okay, both the things regarding the pivot as well as the line. Pivot still stays at the place as it is. Okay, we are experimenting. We have not got that formula right. As soon as we do, okay, we'll definitely let you know regarding the same. Okay, however, the focus has been there to have a premiumization as well as going down, which is into value retail. When you spoke about the land, that is also in a standstill position, and we are exploring opportunities of okay development as well as outright sale for the product, for the land.
Sure. Any timelines if you would want to call out by when you would do a strategic review for both of these?
Yeah, because I am in talks with okay a couple of people, but I cannot give you a deadline till things have been freezed.
Got it. Understood. Fair enough. And just largely in terms of the split of the business, if we see retail versus non-retail, the non-retail hasn't been growing as the same pace as it used to in the past. Is there some, meaning just generally wanted to know the industry dynamics, is that changing and how do we try and position ourselves there?
Our focus has already, or we said that, okay, we are focused to strengthen our retail position. However, okay, we don't feel that, non-retail has not been growing. Definitely, for the current quarter, it was below the average of what retail grew at. But I think overall, it should also grow on the same pace.
Got it. Thank you so much and best wishes to the team.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Chechani from TCG AMC. Please proceed.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for the great set of number. I hope I am audible.
Vaibhav, little loud.
Yeah, is it better now, sir?
Yeah, better.
Yeah. So, congratulations on a, again, a great set of numbers. So I have two questions. One is, on the debtor side, that our debtors continues to rise over the last, you know, last 2 years. So is it because of our cross acquisition and higher working capital that we are seeing, working capital cycle? And the second one is on the, on our capital allocation policy. So we have, roughly around, 400-500 crores on our balance sheet. So what are our plan around that? Yeah. Thank you.
The debtor remains almost similar on a quarter-on-quarter basis. In fact, the debtors days, in terms of debtors receivable, it has fallen down if you compare on a quarter-on-quarter basis. That's one. Secondly, regarding the capital allocation, definitely we feel that, okay, some set of cash or should stay on our balance sheet. The we are still exploring, we are still exploring some acquisition or in terms of inorganic growth. Maybe, okay, that cash, the utilization of such cash availability will be in respect of such, it will help us in will help us in while looking at a bigger ticket size acquisition.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Jain from Anand Rathi. Please proceed with your question.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on a great set of numbers. Just had a couple of questions from my end. The first one is, sorry, how many EBOs are we targeting to open for this financial year?
The target remains at close to around 50-70 odd stores.
Okay. And, considering we have only opened 4 EBOs in this quarter, we retain the same target, right?
Yep.
Okay. And, how are you seeing?
The opening of stores are generally mostly skewed towards festivals, which is quarter two and quarter three.
Okay. And how do you see the overall market demand in terms of this quarter? How is it coming out?
The market remains challenging, but okay, we feel that on a KKCL, okay, portfolio, okay, as the brands are positioned, okay, we'll be able to gain better market share, and we'll be in line to achieve our targets.
Okay.
We have all, during the period, we have also done a roadshow for booking for the second season, which is summer, and the attraction was encouraging.
Got it, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Devang from Verma Associates. Please proceed.
Good afternoon, and congratulations on a great set of numbers. I have a couple of questions. First is, we've already achieved 19% growth in the current quarter, and we have been guiding for 15-20%. And considering that the festival season demand would be higher, or typically the sales is skewed towards festive, do we want to up our guidance?
We generally don't see on a quarter-to-quarter basis. However, okay, since we have achieved a 19% growth during the quarter, that okay, on a overall basis also, we will let you know regarding the revised targets in after the quarter two scenario.
Sure. Hopefully it is upward only. My second question is on the share of jeans in the overall portfolio, which has come down to 9% from 12% YOY, and if we look at full year basis, 12% up from 13% to 9%. So is there any specific trend which we should understand or note? The revenue mix trend. Product category.
20% of the revenue.
Sorry, I missed it.
I said okay.
The revenue mix product.
Okay, revenue contributes to, jeans contributes to close to around 50% of the revenue.
The 9% is others. I misread the presentation. Sorry. So that's my bad. So my next question was on the Gurugram property monetization. I know you had partially answered in another person, but it's been some time we have been discussing this, maybe more than almost 2 years. We should expedite or put a conclusion to this sooner, right? As an investor, we also there is a lot of dilemma whether it's happening, not happening.
I am also trying for the same. Okay, but we'll let you know as soon as the deal gets completed.
Sure. That's it from my side. Yeah, thank you, and all the best for future quarters.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Sejani from TCG AMC. Please proceed.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, this is just a follow-up question. So, do we have any handy number of how much of, that square feet sort of presence we have in terms of the EBO? Or what sort of sales that you make on, per square foot basis?
Sorry, I didn't get your question.
So, if I have to see what sort of square foot that we have in terms of the EBO, so we have roughly around 620-670 odd EBOs. So how much of square foot sort of area that EBOs would be covering?
It should be in above 4 lakh square feet.
Okay. Understood, sir. Yeah. That's also all from my side. And sir, do we feel, the more competition intensity, from the bigger players, like ABFL or all these conglomerate players, so do we feel that our premium category, could get impacted because of these branded players or luxury players?
There is competition intensity within this sector, okay. But we feel, okay, as we have aligned our strategy, we'll be able to gain better market share.
And that would be on the basis of our, what would be the competition edge for us? It would be like our manufacturing capacity or lower cost?
I would not put it as lower cost, okay. All the brands are focused and looking at a particular TG, okay. So every brand is focused on different TGs, okay. And everyone is aligned to according to that. And we have been able to gain attraction in all the brands.
Understood. So by lower cost, I mean lower operating cost and not the lower selling price. Yeah, but I understood your point. Thank you, sir.
That's always been our strategy, okay, since it's a hybrid model for us where we have a manufacturing, where wholesaling as well as retailing all in one place within the KKCL, we are able to pass that additional benefit to the consumer.
And also do we plan to, see for export sort of opportunity, or it is still, not in the plan?
Generally, we do our exports in our own brand, which is skewed towards Middle East. Okay, looking at the current scenarios, I think, okay, that export should remain flattish during the year.
Understood, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Pavan Kumar from Ratna Traya Capital. Please proceed.
Hi team. Congratulations on good numbers. I just wanted to understand the other income component, which is around 13 crores. It was a similar number last year also, Q1. So is there any kind of bump up that is always seen in Q1 on the other income side?
Sorry? Bump up?
No, bump up. Q1 always seems to have a higher component of other income. That's what I'm trying to understand.
The overall estimate for the other income should be at around 30 crores for the annualized year.
Okay, thanks for that. And on the gene side, this particular quarter, at least the growth seems to have been slightly slower. So I was just trying to understand is it more of an strategy being more focused towards t-shirts and shirts, or how is this?
Jeans almost contributes to more than 50% of the business, and it grew by double digits. I don't think our strategy is to rationalize and focus towards more other categories. Mm-hmm. However, since we are more retail focused, it's the basket size which adds value.
Okay. Fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhijit Porwal from DR Choksi. Please proceed.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
So I just want to ask upon the raw material inflation. So how they are affecting the our raw material margins, and then how they are affecting our margins overall? Like, what is the inflation? Are we able to pass upon the cost, or can you please comment upon that?
We definitely see that there has been an increase in cotton prices. However, for the current quarter, GP margin had increased by 1%. Going forward, I think it may have an impact on our GP margins, but we are trying to reducing the discounts or passing it to the consumers, and we feel that the EBITDA margins will remain constant for the coming quarters.
Okay, understood. And my next question is, what is the status of our new acquisitions? Like, are they ramping up in line with our acquisition, and any new plan of acquisition?
It's difficult to comment till the time the deal goes through.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devang from Verma Associates. Please proceed.
Oh, thank you for taking me again. Just on the revenue mix, the share of other components have been going down. So is there any strategy there, or any specific reason?
There is no specific reason. Anyways, other includes generally accessories as a category, which is a trading item for us, and which contributes to lower GP. Our main focus is apparel business, and Genuine contributes majorly more than 50% of the business.
Sure. In one of the questions, you did mention that the strategy going forward would be also to look at value retailing. So anything to expect in next 1 or 2 years, or it is a little longer term strategy?
We are doing some pivots in that channel. We'll let you know as soon as we are able to comment on it.
Sure. And lastly, on junior, where do we stand now that we have completed a couple of seasons already there? And in earlier commentary that, let it mature was the answer. So, somewhere, is that getting traction, the required traction? What would be the overall contribution there?
The channel, the brand has been growing. It complements our Killer as a brand also. And the number of counters has been increasing in that brand also.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Shreha Baheti from Anand Rathi. Please proceed.
Hello, sir. Sir, I just wanted to ask, what is our total sales realization for the quarter?
What exactly are you asking, Shreya?
So, sir, in our presentation, so you have shared the apparel sales realization, and normally till now, you used to share the total sales realization, which included the accessories part also. So, sir, that's what I'm asking. What so apparel sales realization we know. If you could tell us what is the total sales realization also for the quarter?
720.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhijit Porwal from DR Choksi. Please proceed.
Hello?
He just left the queue. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. I repeat, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Jain for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
I think there is one more in the line, in the queue. Hello?
Yes, hello? Sir. The next question is from the line of Divi Gosar from Shubkam Ventures. Please proceed.
Hello. Hi, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers.
Yep.
Sir, I just wanted to ask, in the standalone business, can we grow at more than 15% in the coming quarters, or it will be in the range of 12%, 10 to 12%?
I wouldn't like to comment on a standalone basis. Let's look at a consolidated overview.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Jain for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you once again for joining us today. We sincerely appreciate your continued support and confidence in KKCL journey. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to our investor relationship team. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. On behalf of KKCL Kiran Clothing Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line. Thank you.
Thank you.